California is considering it. Congress may debate it. Australia's already done it. That is, approved legislation to phase out and eventually ban incandescent light bulbs.
Today, our Monday focus on technology illuminates the crusade against those old-fashioned and energy-wasting bulbs.
Since 1879, when Edison invented the first light bulb, the technology of incandescence has really not changed very much.
That's Joe Rayborough. He's professor at the University of Kentucky, where he teaches a course on the history of light.
What you're seeing when you're looking at an incandescent bulb is a piece of metal that is glowing hot, this filament that literally, as some people call it, a fire in a bottle.
Which is to say, not energy efficient.
This just in, we've been handed a light bulb joke.
Okay.
How many psychiatrists does it take to change a light bulb? Just one, but the bulb has to want to change.
And those with a dim view of incandescence want you to change to compact fluorescent lighting, those small tubular lights that sometimes look like a chubby corkscrew.
Compact fluorescents can last up to 7 years, and they could save a lot of money. A study led by the Natural Resources Defense Council and light bulb maker Philips says the U.S. could save nearly $20 billion per year by getting rid of incandescent bulbs.
Still, fluorescent lighting may be a tough sell. They're expensive, and they contain mercury, which concerns environmentalists. Also, the bulbs might not fit the fixtures in your home.
On top of which, fluorescent lighting can be harsh.
No one likes the way they look in fluorescent light.
That's Jeremy Buchanan, a co-founder of the 180 Hair Salon in Washington, D.C. He says the move toward fluorescence is a fashion disaster waiting to happen.
Trying on bathing suits like in Nordstrom or something. It's a woman's worst experience. Not just because they gain a little weight during the winter, but because they're trying on bathing suits in fluorescent lights. It makes people feel depressed.
Now, you may feel better knowing this, that people can get fluorescent bulbs that mimic the more flattering light put out by the incandescents, so you don't have to sacrifice style for substance.
The future of incandescent lights is not completely dark. General Electric, America's biggest light bulb maker, says it's developing high-efficiency versions of the old-fashioned bulbs, allowing you to this day to keep a little glimmer of Thomas Edison in your home.